Now our afternoon play.
We present The Clearance of Audleystown by Martin Lynch.
Okay, I think it's running, right? Welcome to BBC Radio Ulster and Out and About. I've just spent the morning in County Down in the beautiful house and grounds of Castle Ward, one of Northern Ireland's finest big houses. Owned these days by the National Trust, Castle Ward receives thousands of visitors each year. Right now, I'm in the home of local man Felix Barrett. Felix knows an extraordinary story about the history of Castle Ward, and he's going to tell us about it. Now, first of all, Felix, could you tell me a wee bit about yourself?
Nay, you want me to speak now?
Yes, please, just go ahead.
My name's Felix Barrett. I was born in the year 1904, and I'll be 91 on my next birthday. I've lived all my life on the Audleystown Road, 2 miles from Strangford and about 5 miles from the town of Downpatrick, as the crow flies. Some people know me as Felix the Book, on account of I know the whole history of this townland for miles around, and all the people in it.
Who did you say this was for, daughter? The BBC?
Just hold on, I'm sorry. It's a programme for the BBC Radio about an event that happened 140 years ago.
He wouldn't remember 140 years ago. He's only 90.
I don't remember, Chrissy, but I hear tell. Isn't that why they call me Felix the Book?
Felix the Balloon, more like.
Look, Mrs. Barrett, I'll just carry on with asking Felix some questions and we'll see how we get on, all right?
Well, I'll go and make a drop of tea.
Oh, thank you very much. Right, Felix? Away we go. The subject of our programme today is the Castle Ward Domain, one of the finest big houses in Ireland. Now, you live beside Castle Ward, so tell us a little bit about its history.
You mean about the clearance and everything?
Yes, but first of all, tell us a wee bit about the general history.
Yes. Here. Did I ever tell you about the time I rode Bing Crosby from one side of the Stranford Loch to the other?
Very nice, Imelda. You're getting better in that whistle.
Oh, coming from your da, Imelda, you must be good.
I am good. Da, me and Willie are going to play at the Clachan Cayley at Sowen.
I don't think you're that good.
We've another 2 weeks to rehearse.
We're practicing hard, Mr. Hines.
Oh, I can see that. You two spent more time together than two mating blackbirds.
And try and guess what else, da. November the 1st, Willie's birthday on the Sowen too.
What age are you, Willie?
Not sure, Mr. Hines. My ma says I was born in 1833, but my granny says it was 1832, the year afore.
No matter about the year, as long as I've a good clacking sowing.
Clachan is the Irish for a clump of houses, or a hamlet. Audleystown, where Barney Hines lived, was a small hamlet, situated at the eastern end of Castle Ward, where it went down to the sea. Oh, Barney Hines was a queer decent man. His wife died in childbirth, and he was left to rear the two weans his life alone. Now, the Hineses was the biggest family name in that whole town land. There'd been Hineses in Audleystown long afore there was wards in Ireland.
Tell me a wee bit about the Ward family who owned Castle Ward.
The Wards was English. Came from Cheshire in the year 1570. But to make a long story short, in 1837, the head of the Wards, Edward, died. and then his wife, by the name of Harriet, married a Major Nugent, and he's the man the story's about. Major Nugent from Portaferry. He's the reason I have that stone sitting on my mantelpiece.
Oh, tell me about the stone.
I'll come to that soon enough. Here, did I tell you what Bing Crosby said when we got into the pub?
Sir Peter, how are you?
Major Nugent, so good to see you again.
I trust you left Mount Stewart in good hands.
Indeed, indeed.
Do sit down, Sir Peter. Dinner's about to be served. You remember our son, Edward?
How do you do, Edward? How do you do? God, you've grown a beard. I remember you and your coat.
Yeah, I'm 30 on my next birthday, Sir Peter.
Good heavens, how time flies. I was first elected to Parliament on my 30th birthday.
Hi, what's for dinner, Imelda?
Good evening, ma'am. Gentlemen, at the head of the table is stewed trout and a chain of beef at the foot.
Oh, wonderful.
Vegetable soup here in the middle, chicken pie here, and trifins at each end of the table. For the next course of peaches, grapes, figs, pears and apples, do enjoy your dinner.
Yeah, absolutely wonderful.
Thank you, Melda.
Sir, Sir Peter, tell us about your travels in Europe.
Good. I had a marvellous time, Major. Mm-hmm. Mostly business, but I did enjoy myself. Here's beef. Haven't tasted such fine beef since France.
Did you manage to reach Italy?
Wonderful country. What food? I dined with everyone who was anyone, excepting perhaps the Pope himself.
But deriving from good English Protestant stock, you won't talk about all that discrepancy, I take it.
Oh, goodness, no, Harriet.
If you went down to the Clarion and told them that you were in Rome and you didn't seek out the Pope, the service down there would think you a ruddy, unsound man.
Tell me, Sir Peter, when you were in Italy, how were the women?
Edward, do you refrain from such idle talk at this table?
More important than the ladies. I tell you, in Italy, I was drinking the most wonderful tea.
Tea?
Yes, tea from India. It's quite widespread in Italy. You drink it with your food. I remember...
Sir Peter, we have tea in this very house.
You've been away from Ireland for so long. We've had tea since the summer before last.
How wonderful! Aren't we going to get some?
You're right, ma'am.
Imelda, be so kind as to make some tea immediately, would you?
Yes, ma'am.
I can't believe it. Haven't tasted tea since Venice. But enough of that. What I want to say to you all is how wonderful it is to be back at Castle Walk.
It's nice to have you back, Sir Peter.
And as a man from the other side of the loch, I have to say, it's a pleasure to be at Castle Ward and to know that a Nugent has done just a great job, yeah?
Andrew has moved across the loch with some aplomb, Sir Peter. He's very popular with the servants and enjoys the utmost respect from all the locals.
He was detested. The Major was the most hated man ever set foot in Castle Ward. You see, his reputation had went in front of him. It was said that he was responsible years afore for having two men from Kirkcaldy hung for stealing an old sheep. The people in Audley's town hated the Major, and the servants in the big house was terrified at the very sight of him. Ward never crossed his lips to a servant, barring it was to chastise them.
It must be 4 years since you were last here, Sir Peter.
Indeed, Major. 4 years ago, 1850. Mm. When I left, people were still dying from the catastrophe of the potato blight.
Oh, thank God that's behind us now. Mm. It was a dreadful time.
Yes, we were besieged. We were forced to put guards on the front gate.
Though we did our share by sending soup down to the Clohans.
For which purpose I do not know. Castle Ward would be infinitely better off if the entire Clohan and everyone in it had passed into history.
Edward.
It's true. They're nothing but disreputable rogues, peasants, thieves, liars and beggars.
If I remember right, Major, the last time I was here you were having problems with the people in the Clohan.
Unfortunately, nothing's changed. Most of them I can't even employ in the house. They're too unreliable.
And dishonest.
Imelda isn't the worst.
No, when she stays away from the tea, that is.
We caught her stealing tea, Sir Peter, and the poor wretch denied it.
Oh, what did you do?
Well, there was nothing much we could do. She is an excellent servant.
I now lock up the tea after mealtime.
Whatever you do or say, Mother, you're getting away from the point. Something will have to be done about Audley's Town.
I'm not sure anything can be done.
Move them out. Evict them.
That's preposterous, Edward, if you don't mind my saying so.
And if you don't mind me saying, Sir Peter, they're not living on your land.
Mind your demeanor, Edward.
That's all very well for you to say move them out. But these people, and their forefathers before them, have lived at Audley's Town for generations. For hundreds of years, for God's sakes.
It's our land.
You only bought it.
Edward is perfectly right, Sir Peter. It is, at the end of the day, our land. We do with it as we ruddy please.
You see, daughter, the Wards didn't always own Audley's Town. As the name forewarns you, it used to belong to the Audleys. It was never even properly theirs. Audley was given all these town lands around here for miles by the King of England, on account of his exploits in the foreign field of battle. One minute the Hains owned their own land, and the next it was stolen from them. As far as I heard, Barney Haynes knew all about this. Where's the hell is that woman with the tay?
What? What's that you have, Potter?
Boy, we bought.
Let me see it.
Hot. It's hot.
Let me see it. It's a wagtail. A tied wagtail. Where's it, horse?
Leg.
Oh, Christ, it's only got one leg.
Hot, it's hot.
What happened to it?
Don't know.
Poor wee thing's in a bad way. Where did you find it, Potter?
Don't know.
Where did you find it?
I was playing up at the big house. I was lying on the ground.
Castle Ward? Now, what were you told about going up there?
I was looking for Imelda.
Never mind Imelda. You're not allowed near the big house, right? Stay out of the Major's way.
What is it, Dad?
Potter's found this wee wagtail, and it's in a bad way. Look, it's a leg, must...
It's mine!
Is there anything we can do for it?
I look after it, me!
You'll do no such thing. Take it over to old Bartley, and if there's anything at all can be done, he'll do it. Go on now, hurry up.
They were talking about us last night.
What's new? The Wards have never had a decent word to say of us. Major Nugent's upholding that fine tradition.
Young Edward was the worst. He hates us. He hits the ground I walk on. It takes all his energy to pass the time of day with me.
I know that.
I do my best.
And anyway, he's not the power in the throne. The Major's the one to watch. He's made more changes to Castle Ward in 10 years than the Wards did in the last 100. He can't see 2 trees together. He wants to chop them down. A new wall here, a garden there. The man doesn't know what to be at.
I've asked him to give Willie a job.
Sure, Willie does all right at the fishing.
He doesn't like working with his brothers.
Oh? At that rate of going, he'd be wanting to move in here next.
He says me and him's going to get married.
Oh, just like that. He says.
You know I'm fond of him, Da.
Now, where are you going to live for a start?
I haven't talked about that.
Well, it's time you did. Even Willie knows there isn't a piece of land left here to swing a cat in. A wee bit of land the Clachan does have has been divided and subdivided so many times there isn't a living to be had by anybody.
What are we going to do then?
Oh, God only knows about
that. It's not fair.
It is not so. There's 700 acres in the whole of Castle Ward for one family. And we have to share 100 acres between 24.
Willie says we might have to go and find work in Belfast or England.
And does Willie know if there is work in them places?
I don't know.
Maybe we should ask him. Oh, here he comes. The worst boring player a man ever had to listen to without the help of a drink.
What an absolutely beautiful day.
It's hardly believable for the month of October.
The loch looks so wonderful. So peaceful.
My father always boasted that the Nugents had a better view of Strangford Loch than the Wards.
I'm sure it's true. If only we didn't have that damned Clachan sticking out and blocking our view. Would you like some jam, dear?
I would, actually, yes.
Would you have had some jam, Imelda?
Very well, ma'am.
I've never seen the Moor Mountains so clearly. It really is a pity, you know. We can see to the south, clearly, and to the north. But what an eyesore we have straight in front of us. I would love to have a clear view of Porta Ferry and the Ards Peninsula.
You wait till I complete my landscaping. We'll have the finest domain in all of Ireland.
You mean you're going to do something about the Clachan at last?
I'm working on a plan.
I can't wait. Where is that girl with the jam?
Mother! Mother!
Bernard's coming home.
What?
He's just sent me a letter. He's coming home on leave from the army and expects to be at Castle Ward in 3 days' time.
I'm so delighted. Both my sons home for Halloween. We'll have to have a great party.
I thought Bernard was in Africa.
He was, but it says here that he's been in England this past month back.
Wonderful, wonderful news.
Well, let's have some wine to celebrate.
I'll do the honours.
Oh, thank you, Edward. Get me a tall glass. That's truly unexpected news, Andrew. God, I feel so good.
You've missed Bernard a lot, haven't you?
Oh, very much. Very much. But in 3 days' time, he'll be here, back home, safe and sound. And life will be perfect. Well, almost perfect.
Oh, please, Harriet. Do let me know what causes the imperfection.
Don't be frivolous, Andrew. I'm only referring to the view of the loft.
I told you. It's all in hand.
I'm intrigued. What do you propose to do?
Look. Look over there toward the Clachan. You see where the land the houses are built on rises up?
Yes, yes, of course I do. I've been drawing your attention to it for 10 years.
Well, you see where the roofs of the houses meet the trees at our house over in Portaferry?
Yes, yes.
Well, if I was to cover that risen ground with beech trees, they would eventually blend in with the Portaferry trees, giving the impression of one dense, connected wood.
Spectacular. That would be spectacular, Andrew.
Mm.
Excuse me, ma'am, but I'm afraid there's no jam left.
Imelda, please don't interrupt me when I'm speaking to the Major.
Sorry, ma'am, there was a...
Please get out of my sight.
Imelda... Slow down. I'll waver going this way. Come on, let's cut back to the path. I'm a fierce. What's the big hurry, Imelda?
I have to speak to my dad.
Your dad isn't leaving the country. Come on. There's no need to run.
I'm not running.
At least tell me what's wrong.
I'm not going back to Castle Ward.
You know any more jokes?
You'll see.
Okay. So why are you not going back?
I'm fed up being treated like a dog.
You want to go fishing with my brothers?
Your brothers are gentlemen compared to my lady.
What does she do?
She's brave.
Look. Look, stop. Stop. Just for a minute. Now, come on. Tell me what happened.
You can tell me, Imelda.
Oh, Imelda. No, there's no need for that.
Good morning, Major Newton. What can I do for you, sir? It's not often we see you in town.
Good morning, Mr. Lawler.
I wonder if you could furnish me with some information regarding ships to America. You're not emigrating, Major. No, nothing like that. No. Visiting? Well, it's not for me at all, actually. I'm merely making inquiries on behalf of another party. Very well, Major. What precise information do you require? Well, I understand ships leave the port of Strangford on a regular basis for Boston. For Boston, New York, or New Orleans, Major? It all depends on the ship and its cargo. Hmm. When do these ships leave? Right, well, let me see. Let me see. Yes, there's a ship leaves on the first Saturday of each month for New York. Another two per month for Boston. Mm-hmm. You know, Major, people are knocking each other down to get out of Ireland these days. Is that so? You wouldn't believe it. Since the great potato blight was at its height 9 years ago, people are leaving in their droves. Somebody told me nearly 2 million in less than 10 years. Would you credit that, Major? Remarkable. Absolutely remarkable. But then Ireland does have too many people to feed. You never spoke a truer word, Major. Between you and me, all this talk about the potato failing, I'm not so sure. I think there was too many people for too few potatoes. What do you think, Major? Oh, I would tend to agree, Mr. Lawler. And another thing. The families the poorer ones are having is an absolute disgrace. Hmm. 8, 9, 10, and 11 is the order of the day. Yes, when is the next sailing from Strangford, Mr. Lawler? Saturday. Saturday week, Major. The Rose. In the hands of Captain Von Klassen. A Dutchman, would you please? How much? Well, Major, that depends on what class of passage you want to pay for. A man of your status would want a private cabin. Then there's the dormitory on the main deck. After that, there's the middle deck, apparently very, very crowded.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's the hold. Don't even think about it, Major.
Why not?
It's exclusively for the low life, the destitute, the thieves and the sick. Captain Von Klassen tells me he's never had a sailing yet when they weren't carrying dead bodies out of the hold at the end of the 2-week journey.
How many do they take in the hold?
Well, it's all money, Major. If a body has the money, the captain will find the space.
I'll book the hold.
I beg your pardon, Major.
I don't care what it costs, Mr. Lawler. I want you to book the hold of that ship in my name. I'll pay on the day of the sailing.
You know I wouldn't want you to go back if you don't want to.
It's all right, Willie. I'm going back. We're getting married. I need the job in some way or another. I've got to get the Major to give you a job.
Don't do any of this on account of me, Imelda.
I'm doing it for both of us. We've no land, no home. We both need to be in steady employment if we're to have any decent kind of a future.
Do it again.
What?
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 Run your hand through your hair, just the way you did.
What did I do?
Look. Like that.
Go away.
Yeah, that's it. You look lovely when you do that, Imelda.
Run on, will you? I'm trying to be serious.
I'm being serious. I love you, Imelda Haynes.
How much do you love me?
My love for you is stronger nor 100 horses. It's more powerful nor the winter wind on the loch. It's more beautiful than a mountainside of bluebells.
Can I let you into a secret?
What?
A very important secret. Will he swear on your ma's life you won't tell anybody?
Is this serious?
I've never told you this before.
What is it?
You swear, swear, swear you won't tell anybody.
I swear I won't tell anybody.
Not even God.
Not even God.
Not even baby Jesus.
Will you, for heaven's sake, tell me?
Close your eyes. I don't want you looking at me.
My eyes is closed.
Right.
Well?
I love looking at your bum.
What? It's true. You've the most gorgeous bum in the whole of the clan.
You brazen bitch. I'm going to throw you into the lock.
Go on, Dick.
Ah, there you are, Imelda. What, are you working in the kitchen all by yourself?
Yes, Major. The cook's out picking the vegetables.
Yes, well, you know, I want it to be special. It's Bernard's homecoming party tonight.
We're working very hard, sir. Mm. Wilson's travelled down to Downpatrick Market at the crack of dawn this morning, and he bought the finest meats and vegetables. We've even got a pineapple, sir.
Excellent. That's great, Imelda. We'll be sitting down at 8 o'clock, all right?
Aye, 8 o'clock, sir.
Don't say I, Imelda.
Sorry, sir. Yes, sir.
That's better.
Oh, Major.
Yes?
Any word about that job for my Willie?
In good time, Imelda. In good time. I told you I've asked Wilson to find a place for him in the stables. You worry about this Willie fellow too much. You ought to think more about yourself. What age are you now, Imelda?
19, sir.
19. You're a fine-looking girl. You know, in different circumstances, any fine red-blooded young man with prospects would be more than happy to make you his bride.
I am getting married, sir.
Imelda, you don't have to call me sir. I like you to call me Andrew.
It's not right, sir.
If I say it's right, then it's right. Or never in front of anyone else, of course. But I'd like you to call me Andrew. Go on. Say.
Can't, sir.
Go on. Say it. Say Andrew.
Andrew.
That's better. That's much nicer. There.
I wish you wouldn't do that, sir.
Hmm? What am I doing?
You're holding my hand.
I'd like to kiss your hand.
I don't think you should, sir.
Andrew.
Andrew.
There. There. That wasn't so bad, was it? Why didn't you say it was nice?
It was nice, sir.
Now, do you think I could steal a little kiss?
I have to make the dinner, sir.
I'm sure the dinner...
Major! Where in heavens have you been? The inspector of the police from Dunpatrick is waiting to see you.
Oh, yes, yes, I've been expecting him. Thank you, Harry.
Everything all right for dinner, Imelda?
Yes, ma'am, everything's just fine.
Don't be going out, Potter. I'm making your dinner.
No, don't want no dinner, Da. It's stew, your favourite. Don't want none.
What's that? You're hiding.
Nothing.
Come over here. What are you doing with that?
Just taking it out, Da.
No, you're not allowed out with that, Potter. That sword's a very famous sword. It's been in our family for years. Now, put it back where you got.
I just want to show it to Robert Swale.
Never mind showing it to Robert Swale. I don't want anything to happen to it.
What does famous mean, Da?
Means everybody's heard of it. That sword belonged to General Monroe. He fought against the British at the Battle of Ballnahinch in 1798.
Is he dead, General Monroe?
Oh, as dead as Brian Boru. Now put that sword back and away and get the others for their dinner.
All right, Da. All right. I just go and play with my wee boy, the Melda.
Barney. Barney, you there?
Come in.
Come in. Tom Denver and Whitey Swale, the two married men I'm looking for. What are we going to do for the Salmon Festival, lads?
There mightn't be any festival.
What do you mean?
Well, I've heard rumours.
What sort of rumours, Whitey?
The Major. There's talk going round that the Major has plans for the clan.
Sure isn't the Major always talking about the clan. Just like generations of wards before him.
You know what the Major's like, Barney. He's changed everything else since he came to Castle Ward. Why should he stop at us?
What did you hear he's going to do?
That's the point. We've no idea what he's going to do. Just rumours.
Wilson, a stable hand, was drinking at Strangford last night, and he told Jamie McIstocker that the Major was planning big changes for Audley's town.
Somebody down at the gate heard the Major was taking the Fields office. I also heard he was going to raise the rent so that none of us could pay it.
Ach, but these is only rumours.
Rumours, Barney? We're dealing with Major Nugent here. We don't forget his behaviour during the potato blight. Anybody that couldn't pay up on the dot was out.
Aye, the Major's merciless, Barney.
Look no further than last week, when the Johnsons fell behind in the rent. Bailiffs. That was no rumour, Barney. We all saw it with our own eyes.
We threw out onto the road.
We need to start doing something to defend our homes. Fight fire with fire. That's what I say.
Now, listen, man. I'm not altogether sure that anything's going to happen at all. This is our land. These is our homes. The Major nor nobody else had dare do anything that would bring out the wrath of the whole clan.
Barney, where was the wrath of the clan when the Johnsons were turned out?
They owed 3 months' rent.
But you said yourself, this is our land. These are our homes.
You know what I mean, Tom.
I don't care what you say, Barney. You mark my words. The Major's up to something.
Listen, Whitey. I'll tell you what I'll do. You know my girl Imelda works up at the house. I'll get her to put her ear to the ground. Now, she always does keep me informed of the goings-on. But I'll tell her to be extra mindful.
Ladies and gentlemen, to our son, Bernard.
Speech? Speech? Come on. You've been halfway around the world. What have you to say in your defense?
He's a soldier, not a politician.
Well, I'd just like to say how
Indescribably brilliant it is to be back at Castle Ward. Ah. Yes, I, as Sir Peter says, I have been halfway around the world.
What are the women like in Italy?
Italy I haven't been to, but you should see the ladies in Egypt.
Why don't you bring one or two back?
No, all I really want to say is I am indeed a soldier now. I've travelled to places I never thought I ever would. I've seen some terrible sights, had some wonderful occasions, and made some very fine friends. Yes, 2.5 years away has been a very, very long time. Even if the Royal Irish is the finest regiment in the Queen's Army, nothing is better, nothing can possibly be better than coming home to my mother, my stepfather Andrew, all my friends, and beautiful, beautiful, faithful Castle Ward. Oh. Cheers. Here's to Castle Ward.
To Castle Ward.
Castle Ward.
I never thought you would like the army. I had you down for politics. Did you, Sir Peter?
Oh, Byrne is much too bright to go into politics.
Now, what I would like to know, Edward, is how you would run beautiful, beautiful, faithful Castle Ward after your mother and I are gone.
Decisions, decisions, decisions. Father, I'm only 29.
Andrew, you're only 45 yourself. I do wish you wouldn't talk like that.
Oh, best to sort these matters out now, Harriet, rather than leave it to chance.
I think I should enjoy running Castle Ward, but not until I'm past 40.
I'm going into cotton. There's a fortune to be made in cotton.
Manchester is dripping with wealthy men at this very moment.
I believe cotton won't last. It's not a secure market. Prices are falling already. I'm sure in the long run, the land is the most reliable income.
I'm sure you're right, Bernard.
Well, the army has surely been of great benefit to you, Bernard.
Thank you, Father.
23 years of age. And he's beginning to sound like his great-grandfather already.
His great-grandfather was the greatest of all the wards. That's why I called Bernard after him.
Oh. All right, Bernard, since you follow so closely the footsteps of your great-grandfather, and you evidently harbour ambitions of administering Castle Ward at some self-appointed date in the future, how would you deal with the Audley's Town problem?
You've had too much to drink, Edward.
Let him answer that question.
Edward!
Well, Bernard, what would you do? I'm not so sure there is that much of a problem. Here's a man, a soldier, who's been suppressing coolies all over Africa at the Queen's bidding, and he has the audacity to come back to Castle Ward and tell us there isn't a problem.
Edward, I should like to inform you that Audley's Town is no longer a problem.
Huh? How do you mean?
Well, let me rephrase that. It soon won't be a problem.
You're going to shoot them all, man, woman, and beast?
Not quite. But 2 Saturdays from now, there will no longer be any such thing as the Audley's Town problem.
What on earth are you talking about, Major?
Well, Harriet and I talked it over and we came to a decision. I have booked passage for every tenant of Audley's Town on a ship called the Rose, bound for America.
What?
The ship leaves Strangford Harbour at 6 a.m. on the 28th day of October. Anyone refusing to leave the Clachan will be arrested by the police and turned out onto the road.
At long bloody last.
I have further arranged with Wilson for a squad of men from Dunpatrick to demolish every dwelling before sundown on the same day. Beech trees will be planted throughout the territory by the end of the following week.
Hip, hip, hooray! Hip, hip, hooray! I refuse to believe this!
Bernard, do sit down.
The best for who? How can you even think of such a thing?
Believe me, Bernard, America would be a paradise for those ruddy wretches compared to the lives of those hobbits.
And that's for you to decide?
But your father's probably right, Bernard. Ireland is no place for the poor.
Honestly, if I didn't believe they would have a better future in America, I couldn't have consented.
Mother, I didn't expect this of you. From the Major, yes, but not from you.
Bernard, don't try and burden your mother with guilt. It is quite simply the right thing to do. And it is my decision.
Perhaps when I get back from my army days, Major, you'll be in America.
America, the land of plenty. They'll all be millionaires and presidents before you can say George Washington. Da 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 da
da da da da da. Even in 2 years' travels with the British Army, I never witnessed such heartlessness. my father and his father before him and the generations of wards before that saw fit to leave Orkney's town well alone. Major Nugent, you have made a monumental mistake, one which will come back to haunt Castle Ward and the Ward family as long as Castle Ward exists.
What in heaven's name has gotten into him? I must speak to him.
Well, I can't speak for you, gentlemen, but I think it's time for more wine.
An excellent idea.
Melda! Melda, where are you? Hey, Melda! More wine!
As you please, sir.
Well, sir, I would have thought with that boy having spent time in the ruddy army, would have toughened him up.
The army has been known to do peculiar things to some men.
Well, whatever it is, it's evidently happened to Bernard.
This story between the Major and the young girl, Imelda, isn't that a little far-fetched?
Oh, not at all, not at all. In them days, daughter, the men in big houses all over the country were very, very powerful men. Pregnancies and births that children was a common occurrence. Rape, even. Some landed tapes kept these young servant girls in cottages on their estates just purely for their own pleasure. And indeed, the truth be told, some of the poorer families were delighted if a titled gentleman took an interest in one of their daughters. Listen, missus. The things that these men got away with has never been told to this day. Here, do you know something? Would my better send out for one of them Chinese beefs? If I had a bloody telephone, I'd get one of them beef burgers or something.
Just a little point, Major. How do you imagine the villagers will react to the news?
That I don't know, Sir Peter. But we'll soon find out. The police inspector is accompanying me to the village tomorrow. Well, I'm placing a notice of eviction.
You'll have to do something else. The bloody buggers can't even read.
Are you absolutely sure you're doing the right thing, Andrew?
199% sure. You know, when I really thought about it, I wondered why I thought about it at all. I mean, who are these people? Who the bloody hell are these people? A parcel of rogues indeed. Illiterate, unclean, uneducated Irish Catholics. That's all they bloody are.
Yes.
Now, I am not going to think about them anymore for the rest of the evening. I need more wine. Sir Peter?
Where is that girl with the wine?
No, maybe she's drinking it herself.
I'll go and investigate.
Sir Peter,
yeah?
How many foreign women have you slept with?
Oh, tell me, how much time do we have, dear boy?
Imelda, dear, what is keeping you?
I'm just coming now, sir.
Actually, Imelda, there isn't that great of a hurry.
Oh, Major, be so kind as to let me pass.
I need to talk to you.
The gentlemen are waiting on their wine.
I've spoken again to Wilson. We think we have a place for your friend, Lily.
Oh, that's very good news, sir. Thank you.
I'm sure, Imelda, you know, that given some time, and dependent on how well, of course, you and I get on, I'm sure I could make one of the cottages on the estate available to you and your friend, Lily.
Well, that won't be necessary, sir. Now, if you'll excuse me...
I insist you stay here and listen to me.
Sir, I must warn you, you won't have your way with me. You had your way with me once before when I was only 16. That won't be happening again. Let go of me, sir!
It's okay.
Ratty little bitch!
Father, wake up. Where? Wake up, Father, of news.
What?
Waking up, Father.
Melda, it's the middle of the night.
Father, I've just come from Castle Ward. The Major's hired a ship. Wilson's bringing men from down. Patrick, we're all in terrible trouble.
Wait a minute. Slow down. Just stop for a minute. Now, what is it you're telling me, girl?
The Major. He's got the police.
He's coming into the clan.
Better. Tell your dad the Major's here.
All right, I'm going.
As far as I heard, Barney Hines had every right to be mindful of what Whitey Swale and Tom Denver might get up to. Both of them had been out over the fields in the 40s.
Out over the fields?
Fenians. Whitey and Tom had been out over the fields with the Fenians in 1847. Them two boys knew what a pike was for.
You're rolling like the red carpet, Major.
Just make sure your gunpowder's dry, Inspector. This will do. I'll nail it to this tree.
What business have you got here, Nitch?
Get back to where you belong.
We can't reach our side.
No intention of reading that.
Get out there.
Take yourselves off.
Ladies and gentlemen, my name's Inspector Savage from Downpatrick Police
Department. I know who you are already.
It is my duty today to accompany the Honorable Major Andrew Nugent, owner and landlord of this here territory, stretching from the Downpatrick Gate in the west to the seashore at the east, from Audley's Castle in the south to Dover Dooney in the north.
Oh, we know him too already.
Major Nugent has decreed that all land within these boundaries must be evacuated by all persons, livestock, and trespassers by or before the 28th day of October. In the year of our Lord, 1854.
Now you can't do it!
This is by order of the High Sheriff of County Down, the Honorable David Eccles.
You have no right to do this, Nugent.
This is our land! We're not moving, Nugent!
A few words, if I may.
Keep your fancy words.
We would listen to the liar. Liar!
I want to say, I haven't taken this decision lightly. It's for your own good. Knowing how difficult your lives have been since the terrible potato blight, I have gone to great expense to reserve a place for each and every one of you on the good ship The Rose, leaving for America at 6 a.m. on the 28th day of October.
Agent's a pirate!
I say,
string him up! String him up!
Mr. Sweel, I should advise you from acting irresponsibly.
Acting irresponsibly? He's acting irresponsibly. He's turning families out in the road. If he comes near my house, he'll get this through the heart.
Mr. Sweel, I would advise you to go home peaceably and take that pike with you.
Give him the pike!
Surely, Inspector, Major Nugent recognizes the strength of feel there is regarding this. These is our homes. We all have children to fend for. You've a wife and two daughters, not yet 20, Inspector. How'd you like to be told you had to leave your home within a week or more?
Here, here!
Mr. Hines, Major Nugent is acting well within the laws of the land.
The laws of pig's dinner!
Perhaps, bring him up! Perhaps the Major might consider some other solution to this issue. Some arrangement not so extreme. I have said all I have to say. It is now in the hands of the High Sheriff. Good day, gentlemen.
Not be needing that again. All that practicing we did for the Samhain Festival, all a waste of time.
I wonder what America's like.
Well, they call it the Land of Plenty. There must be something to it.
But all the people who ever went there, the Robinsons from Tobardonnie, the Quinns from out the road, nothing's ever been heard from them again. Not a single letter.
Because they don't know how to write letters.
They could have got somebody to write a letter for them. Maybe it's because they're all dead. Drowned at sea. Or murdered by wild men in America. Or died of hunger. We don't know anything about America except what the landed people tell us. And we don't know if they're telling the truth.
What if they are telling the truth? What if we went out there and got some of that free land they're talking about? We could raise cattle and grow our own spuds. Before you know it, we could be married and have our own wee family. I used to know Imelda. We might do well in America. What is there here now?
One thing's for sure.
There's no job for any of us at Castle Ward.
I wouldn't work for that blackguard if I was on raw turnip and seaweed.
Lady Harriet sent me a message.
Lady Harriet?
She asked me to come and live and work at Castle Ward.
Don't believe you.
She did. I brought it round to old Bartley and he read it out for me.
The cheek.
She said I'd have secure employment for the rest of my life and a roof over my head.
You're not thinking about it, are you?
No. I've decided.
Decided what?
I'm going to America. Willie, we're getting on that ship.
Are you sure?
What do you think?
I think it's the only thing we can do.
What am I going to tell my dad?
Don't tell him anything. Just go.
We're betraying the Clachan.
The Clachan has nothing to offer us. We only have each other. Imelda Hines, I love you.
How much?
I love you, Imelda. It's stronger nor 100 horses. It's more powerful nor the winter wind on that loch. It's more beautiful than a whole mountain of bluebells.
Come on, Willie Denver. Let your powerful love guide me to my door.
I can speak for the ones of the West Clan. We want to fight this all the way.
The same with the houses at the shore. We want to fight for our homes. There's women and children crying in my house this minute.
There's a whole lot wants to go on the ship, Barney.
That's a load of nonsense.
I'm only telling you what I heard.
I've heard the same now from some of the people lives over the gate.
Like, I'm not saying I want to take the ship. I'm just saying that's what I've heard. Oh, if I could get my hands on a barn agent, I'd tear him limb from limb myself.
Why don't we kill Nugent? Wouldn't be that hard to do.
Kill him. Stick a big knife in him.
Shh, keep the voices down. Potter, son, you've no right to be here. In the bed, son.
Oh, Dad.
In the bed.
I kill Nugent. Stick a big knife in him.
In the bed.
Look, there isn't any reason why we shouldn't kill Nugent. None of the wards would have done this. It's down to one man. If he was out of the way, we'd be staying in Audley's Town.
We are staying in
Audley's Town. Here, here. What should we do, Barney?
Well, first of all, it's most important that not a word spoken here tonight is breathed outside this house. We have another week to fight this.
I can't wait a week.
Whitey, we'll have to be very careful what we do. Who are we against the forces of law and order?
I should the High Sheriff is Nugent's brother-in-law.
That's right. I have a suggestion. Just something I think we should try before doing anything extreme.
What is it, Barney? What is it?
You all know old Bartley. Well, Bartley worked for the wards for over 40 years. I think we should ask Bartley to go and see the sons and see if they're of the same mind as the Major.
What good would that do?
Well, who knows? The sons are wards. It's them that'll inherit Castle Ward. I think it's worth a try.
I'll go with you, Barney.
I suppose it's the only hope we've got.
Old Bartley's got a wise head on his shoulders.
What about you, Whitey?
It'll do no good. But you may go ahead and give it a try. In the meantime, we should all get the pikes down out of the loft.
Do you want some of your Castle Ward tea?
I do, of course. Da, whatever's going to happen to us?
God only knows. He alone will look after us. We'll work something out.
Willie wants to go to America.
What for?
He wants me to go with him.
You told him to catch himself on.
Daddy, I said I'd go.
How can you say that? This is your home.
But there won't be a home here come next Saturday.
Of course there will. You don't think the Major's getting away with that?
Major can do anything he wants.
Not if we stick together and fight him, and that includes you and Willie.
Dad, it's no use. We're only poor people. You're only a poor bootmaker. You don't stand a chance against the well-to-do.
Not if my own kith and kin are deserting
I'm
me.
I'm not deserting you.
You are.
I'm not. I'm only thinking what's best for all of us. Maybe you should go to America, too.
No chance. I'm Irish. This is my home. Was my forefather's home long before these bastards got here. This is my birthright. I'm not letting no Major Nugent drive me off my own bloody country.
I'm sorry, Dad. I didn't mean for this to happen. I didn't mean to upset you.
I'm sorry I shouted. I'm sorry. Look at you. My big daughter, a grown woman now. Oh, your mother had been so proud of you.
You're a melancholy old fool.
Well, be that as it may, the tea's boiling. We're going to see if Potter wants a cup of tea.
Is he still up?
He's not long away to bed. He's as upset as anybody with all this talk of losing the house.
I keep saying to myself I should give our father more attention, but I never get the time.
Dad?
Hmm?
Father's not in the bed.
What? He must be.
You're very disappointed with Bernard, dear, aren't you?
Of course I'm disappointed. I wait 2.5 years to see my youngest son, and he leaves within 24 hours of his arrival.
He's young. He doesn't fully understand the problem the ruddy Clapton presented.
I shall miss him dreadfully.
Not to worry. By the occasion of his next homecoming, Audley's town will be a rich deer park, and nothing more than a memory. Bernard will have forgotten all about the ruddy, sorry episode.
Shh. Did you hear something?
Where?
Outside.
Well, I can't hear anything.
Look. Someone's just walked past the window.
You're imagining things, Harriet. You've drunk too much wine.
Who would be out there this time of night?
There's no one out there. Just to please you, dear, I will go and check.
Take the lamp.
All right. Just calm down.
Harriet! Get Edward and some of the stable lads! There is someone out here!
I told you! I warned you! Edward, wake him up!
Whoever you are, I know you're there. Come forward and announce your reason for being here. Who are you? What's your business here?
You're not knocking down our house!
You're the boy Hines, from the Clacken. Peter, isn't it? Imelda's brother. What is it you want?
It's our house! We live there!
I must ask you to leave this property immediately, or I shall have you arrested.
No, you won't! Bitch!
Peter killed the Major.
No. Unfortunately not. The sword went right through the Major's shoulder. He only suffered a flesh wound.
Then what happened?
Well, the story goes the police raided the Sahan in large numbers at dawn the next morning. Poor old unfortunate sinful father was taken and thrown into Downpatrick jail, along with all the other ringleaders. Barney Hines, Whitey Swale, the woman that lived for Nance Barney, and the man that came from the houses at the gate. Where did that woman go with the tea?
So, did many of the Audley's Town people go on the ship?
Every last one of them. The Polish came on the morning of the sailing and made sure they did. The ones in Downpatrick jail was drove there by carriage and escorted onto the ship as well. Oh, the Major was a happy man that day.
I'm glad that's over, Andrew. You did a splendid job in the end.
I did it for their own ruddy good. And for the beauty of Castle Ward.
Ooh.
I told you, Harriet, by the time I'm finished, we'll have the finest house in Ireland. Come on.
Are you sure this whole story's true, Felix?
Am I sure? So what do you think they call me Felix the Big for? Every last word of that story was passed down to me. When I was 10 years of age, that was in 1914, my father took me by the hand and he says, "Come on, Felix, son. We're going into Castle Ward till I show you the old plan of Audley's town. And we walked where the beech trees is now. It's all overgrown and everything. But my father pulled at the undergrowth and showed me what was left of the walls of the houses. Then he showed me the wild veronica that the people used to grow in their gardens. All that's still there, daughter, to this very day. The remains of Audley's town is still there."
"Well, what about Imelda and Willie?"
"Strangely enough, Imelda and Willie never got on the ship. When the Polish raided the Clachan, Willie and Imelda stole off into the night. They thought everybody was going to spend the rest of their days in Downpatrick jail after the episode with Pather. Imelda cried her eyes out hard and sore when she discovered her father and brother had sealed off without her. I say she never got over it. Hoare and Willie moved to a wee clachan outside Strangford and reared 8 children. Their youngest was a girl called Shirley. That was my grandmother."
"Imelda was your great-grandmother?"
"That's right. And that stone above the fireplace I took from the ruins of Barney Hines' house when my father showed me it in 1914.
"But that's quite remarkable. I'm sure few people know that part of the history of Castle Ward."
"Indeed they do not. You know, I often wonder, of the thousands of visitors who tramp through the grounds of Castle Ward every year, how many of them know the story of the poor people of Audley's town?"
"Last question, Felix. Whatever happened to Major Nugent?"
"He lived till he was 80. Died during a visit to Paris. And he's buried over there. I only hope that they buried him in concrete. Oh, he was a rogue. He was a rogue all right. Aye. I think we'll have to forgo the wee drop of tea, daughter. Aye. Here. Tell me this and tell me no more. Whatever happened to that fella Bing Crosby?"
That was The Clearance of Audley's Town, written by Martin Lynch. The cast, in order of appearance, was Mary Jones, Birdie Sweeney, Sheila McGibbon, John Hewitt, Peter Balance, Annie Farr, Laura Hughes, Ian McElhinney, J.J. Murphy, Tim Lone, Connor Grimes, Walter McMonagall, B.J. Hogg, Lola Roddy, Peter O'Mara, and Trevor Moore. The play was directed in Belfast by Pam Brighton.